Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank wants to know how you reward yourself, because they have cards that make every day more rewarding. Are you a points hoarder, cashback guru, low intro APR lover? With U.S. Bank, it's up to you, because they have the cards to fit your lifestyle. So earn more whether you're shopping at a gas station or grocery store, even while planning a staycation. Learn more at usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to the Revamped Fantasy Bytes podcast. I'm your host, Sam Pasco, and each episode we're going to take a look at the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. To find out more about any of the articles, player notes, or stats we mention, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free, no credit card needed subscription. We first start with Kevin Payne's NFL waiver wire week 6 pickups. At the quarterback position, Andy Dalton is the primary target. The Red Rifle is one of the more competent backup quarterbacks in the NFL, and despite it seeming like he's been in the league forever, he's only 32. He's missed games in each of the last two seasons and did not play with a good offensive line the last few seasons with the Bengals. The offensive line situation isn't good in Dallas, but there's a strong argument that this is the best setup he's had in terms of skill position players. He'll get reps with the first team this week, and the short-term schedule, Arizona, at Washington and at Philly, isn't too daunting. At the running back position, Alexander Mattison could be a huge add for your team depending on if Dalvin Cook is going to be out and for how long. Mattison looked perfectly comfortable taking over for Cook on Sunday night, finishing with 20 carries for 112 yards and 3 catches for 24 yards. Mattison is in a great situation playing for a team that has a run-first philosophy, and the offensive line appeared to be doing a great job run-blocking against Seattle. At the wide receiver position, Chase Claypool is the obvious number one pickup. But if you're not able to grab him, take a look at Eagles rookie wide receiver Jalen Reagor as a guy to stash on your bench for next week. He's eligible to return week 7, so now is the time to grab him before his price becomes inflated. Provided he's healthy, he'll have the opportunity to become the top receiving option for the Eagles. When you think of all the on-field success rookie wide receivers have had so far, and when you remember that Reagor was a 21st overall pick from this last year's draft, he could provide some great boom to your lineup. As for defenses, a secondary target is the Washington football team defense. The defense is markedly better than the offense, and Sunday's game against the Giants is a battle to determine the worst team in the NFC East. While the Giants put up numbers in Dallas, Washington is a much better team defensively. For more waiver wire pickups, check out Kevin Payne's NFL Waiver Wire Week 6 pickup article on rotowire.com/pod. Taking a look at some notable NFL injuries, Jets wide receiver Chris Hogan has been placed on the injury reserve, and the Jets have yet to provide a timetable for Hogan's return from the high ankle sprain until the injury has been assessed by a foot/ankle specialist. At the very least, however, Hogan's placement on the IR means that he'll be sidelined for at least 3 games, leaving the Jets' November 9th matchup against the Patriots as the earliest possible return date. Yesterday, we saw some Tuesday night football action, and 2 key injuries came from it on the Bills' side. Wide receiver John Brown was listed as inactive, forcing him to miss his first game of the season. Brown's next chance of play arrives on Monday against the Chiefs. In addition to Brown, Bills rookie running back Zach Moss was inactive for Tuesday's game against the Titans, leading the way for more carries and more workload overall for Devin Singletary of the Bills. If you're looking for an edge in your fantasy game, take a look at Jerry Donabian's Hidden Stat Line series. Today he looks at targets, routes, and snaps from Week 5. For tight ends, George Kittle, Zach Ertz, and Hunter Henry were all top 3 in tight end snap percentage, while Travis Kelce, Austin Hooper, and Mark Andrews led the way for targets. For wide receivers, Allen Robinson led the way for all wideouts with a 38.1% target share. Another notable player on this list includes Chase Claypool, who was 10th in target share at 32.4% and is tied for 7th in targets for last week. The Hidden Stat Line series also takes a game-by-game look at each pass-catching situation. As an example, let's take a look at the Eagles and Steelers matchup, where Travis Fulgham was rewarded with a larger role and now is at 25.8% target share over the past 2 weeks, which is ahead of Ward, Ertz, and Hightower. Speaking of Ertz, the tight end has still seen 5 or more targets in every game, but the efficiency stats are a complete disaster. He has just one game with 50 yards and is currently on pace for a 64-464-3 stat line. There's a volume-based argument to buy low here, but even the volume has been trending down. 5 and 6 targets each of the past 2 weeks. In terms of a deep threat, though, we're looking at 4 of Hightower's 6 targets coming from 20-plus yards downfield, but he dropped the only catchable one, according to PFF. Fulgham, on the other hand, saw 2 targets in that range and converted them both into receptions for 51 yards. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. You don't need to enter any sort of payment info, and there's no commitment of any kind. Again, rotowire.com/pod.